5:26 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Mubarak Friday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 14th of Shawwal, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Shawwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses number 38, right up to verse number 42. So the discussion goes on. The Pharaoh knows he cannot go and debate directly with the Nabi Musa alayhi salam, with Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. So they gather all the sorcerers and magicians and those who dabble in witchcraft. So this is now what happens. Chapter 36, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verse number 38. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 26 and verse 38. So Almighty Allah tells us, Fajumi as-saharatu. So now the sorcerers, the magicians, and those who dabble in witchcraft, they all are gathered there in the court, a royal court of Pharaoh. Limiqat, on that appointed time, and Yawmin Ma'loom, on that specific day. So the place was set and everything, they're having their internal caucus now. So Yawmin Ma'loom, if you study the Noble Quran, you will know is Yawmu Zina. They used to have one day where they used to celebrate and so forth and so on. And the people used to wear their best of clothes. So then they appointed that day that, you know, that's the day the debate will take place. One side, Prophet Moses, Prophet Aaron, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and the other side will be the sorcerers and the magicians. So that is Yawmu Zina, the day of beauty, adornment, and celebration. And this is Yawmi Ma'loom, that where they're going to have the internal caucus and so forth. So now the meeting starts. Waqila linnas, and then it is told to the people, you know, propaganda started from time immemorial. Then hal antum mujtami'un, surely you will have to gather there, ijtima, you know, mujtami'un. So we must be there, all of you. We want you supporters. You must support the Pharaoh. You must support the magician, the sorcerers, those involved and dabble in witchcraft. The people are ready. What they worry? Politicians today, when elections come, then you see that they're giving out ice cream, or they're giving out t-shirts, or they're giving out food, they're kissing the babies, all that. Once you vote for them, gone, finished, they don't worry about you. Make the people fools, you know. So hal antum mujtami'un, you all will gather, obviously. La'allana nattabi'u saharata, so that we might follow the sorcerers, magicians, in kanu humul ghalibin, if they are victorious. Now these people, yeah, that is the sorcerers, magicians, they came. Now they're having their direct meeting with the Pharaoh. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحْرَى They got the best of the best in Egypt, the magicians and sorcerers and those who are experts in witchcraft. قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ And then they asked the Pharaoh, أَإِنَّا لَنَا لَأَجْرًا That what will be our reward? What will we get in exchange? إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ That if we are victorious. Today also, this is a very, very easy way to use. When people ask, what is my wages, what is perks, what is this, what is this, what is this? They're not doing for Allah's sake. Remember that nicely. The aim is just dunya. When people are not too worried about their wages and perks and so forth, then remember doing for Allah's sake. That's a very easy way. Therefore, ulama have written that when you have a staff of teachers, madrasa, darulum, whatever, then you must not pay them so much that it becomes their aim and objective. Remember that. You must pay them zaruriyat ka kharcha. Zaruriyat ka kharcha means what is sufficient for them. It don't mean you must pay them peanuts, obviously, but the ikhlas element must not be lost. We must do things for the sake of Allah, not just for name and fame and money. And that is the big problem you have today, nationally, locally, internationally, because this is exactly the way of the batil and the falsehood. So first thing they ask, what will we get? So the Pharaoh had to play his cards very careful. Qala naam, he said 100%. You know, if you are victorious, wa innakum idhan, then you also will be laminal muqarrabin. You will be my inner circle. You know, if you know politics, you have the ministers, then you have the caucus, you have the special ministers. So you will belong to that category if you are victorious. So that is how the batil and the people of falsehood work throughout the world. Okay, let us take you throughout the world now. Global, national and international news, views and interviews. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The Jutlas are panicking and the Zionists are crumbling. Yesterday, tens of thousands, maybe 50, 80, 100,000, different numbers are mentioned. The Israelis, the Jutlas, the Haramis were surrounding Bibi Netanyahu's house, Ben Gvir's house, this minister's house, and they mocked them and ridiculed them and told them that you are not fit to run this Israel. That's exactly what the Quran Sharif taught us more than 1400 years ago. Chapter 59, verse number 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a, that you think that the Jews are united. Wa qulubuhum shatta, but your hearts are totally fragmented and in pieces. Why? Dhalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. And remember, they are a people and a nation with no brains. One, two of them intelligent, they speak the truth. The others will always camouflage the truth and speak with the forked tongue, as you can see majority of them. See the next story. Bibi told the press and the world that Ben Gvir can now leave the government if he wants to, because now they called off the strikes against the Gaza people and so forth. All this was a fake thing, remember this, because he knows there will be early elections. Go read the Haaretz. Haaretz writes, Bibi's fake fracas with Ben Gvir is a cooked up story, remember, so that they will fool the public, but the public caught up with them. So Bibi Netanyahu disgraced the Harami, and Ben Gvir, we know he's 100% terrorist and 100% Harami he is. So he wants to kill more and more Palestinians, he's Smotrich and all these crazy guys. See, another land which they stole. Remember the Israelis. Therefore we say, without fear of contradiction, the Israelis, Jutlas there, majority of them are terrorists, majority of them are crooks. Why? You occupy somebody else's land. You want to occupy West Bank, you want to occupy Golan Heights and so forth, called Trump Heights. So the Golani soldiers, meaning the Israeli soldiers, that they went away without leave. So now they're punishing them. They will go into jail or suspension for 30 days, 40 days, 45 days. You can see how many problems they are facing and so forth. There seems to be a third force there in Serbia, in Belgrade. Who is doing this? Allah alone knows. Yesterday, today, again, remember that people were shot. This is a guy on a motorbike and he starts shooting there in Belgrade, in Serbia, 8 people dead. So it shows that there's big problems coming that side there. Now Trump and his foot soldiers. Who are his foot soldiers? You know when Biden was going to be. You know how you got King Charles, now the coronation tomorrow. So remember when Biden was supposed to be given the power. So January 6th, that day will always be a disgrace for America. Remember when Biden's supposed to come into power, the Proud Boys were there. And what a mock they ran there, you must remember, in America. So they were found guilty, 4 of them, on the charge of treason. So there will be a big long sentence for them. Then the Israelis, Haramis, terrorists, remember they killed 3 Palestinians in Nablus, and that is extrajudicial killing. They can kill anybody. They will just say he's a terrorist. No, he was supposed to attack us. That's what they do. They get away with murder, literally, the Israelis, Haramis, terrorists, you must remember. Therefore, the world knows that they are an apartheid regime worse than South Africa. And they killed 2 others in the West Bank. They said, no, they were the ones who killed that family, you know, that mother and daughter and so forth. See in Pakistan, sad, sad story. If you know Pakistan, Pakistan, one side, they border with Afghanistan. So yesterday, in a place there near, right on the edge of Pakistan, but it was in Pakistan and near Afghanistan, a person comes and kills 7 teachers. So why all this? The army is involved. If you know Pakistan politics, the prime minister and all that are just figureheads. The real power lies with the army. So the army said, we're going to clean up operation. Clean up operation means that any person who opposes them, speaks against them, then he will face the consequences. So they do all this right by the border. They'll tell America, they will tell Europe and the West that these are the Afghanis, these are the Taliban coming across the border, and they're shooting our teachers so they can collect more and more dollars and millions of dollars. A cheap tactic which they use, and if you study Pakistan's army, then you will know this type of things. Yeah. Look at this. Israel is supposed to be a superpower in the Middle East. They're so frightened of Hamas. They're so frightened, you must remember, of Islamic Jihad, of who Khidr Adnan, rahimahullah, Allah ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, accept his martyrdom. So you must remember that they are, you know, they're very proud of their Iron Dome. So their Iron Dome was a malfunction, and therefore the projectiles were going through. So they admitted themselves. You can go see the Israeli press and you will find it there. So they're begging the Palestinians, no, 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 we must have a ceasefire. See how hopeless, useless they are. We Palestinians and supporters of Palestinians, we will die with death. And they, the Jutlas, Haramis, each one of them, they fear death the most. Remember that. See another story of Israel. These are not from my side. You go to the world media, you will see this. United Nations has a special rapporteur, and they have a special rapporteur for Israel and those areas there. So there's a big smear campaign against the incumbent now, the United Nations special rapporteur. Her name is Francesca Albany. So she wrote a damning report against Israel and the apartheid and the murder and extrajudicial killing and all that. So the Jutlas are up in arms. But if you see her predecessors, whether it was John Dugar or whether it was Falk or anybody, they all wrote that Dugar is a South African guy, and you go ask him, so you must remember, he'll tell you the whole history of them. So remember, there's nothing like Israel as far as we're concerned. The only way you settle this issue is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. See the Haramis, this Israel is what they want to do. And I hope the Saudis with MBS, with Murtad bin Shaitan and them, don't fall in their trap. So Israel made a proposal to them, to Saudi, said, see, Hajj season is coming. Why don't you have direct flights from Tel Aviv or from wherever you stood in Israel direct to Saudi? So obviously for the Palestinians, only Muslims will go. Jutlas, Haramis won't go for that at least. So maybe they can go also. You can't say with these Jutlas, you know. But anyway, they want to show the world, no, see how good we are. We want to make special arrangements for the Palestinians. They can go for Hajj directly from Israeli soil and go to Saudi Arabia. And with be a feather in their cap. Now they got another Arab country also with who they are building ties. And that is what Netanyahu said. He said, we got ties with Emiratis, there's Dubai and Abu Dhabi, with Bahrain and Egypt and Jordan and Morocco. But all waste of time. The main one we want is Saudi Arabia, you see. Saudi Arabia knows that the Muslim Ummah will be very, very critical of them. As it is, majority of the Ummah knows. You, I'm not speaking of the Salafi scholars who are scholars for dollars, who are being paid by MBS and their agents and so forth. I don't speak of them. We speak of the true scholars and the true people who know that MBS is an agent of the West, and remember that a Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, and we say he's not Muslim, remember that. We say that clearly, you can quote me anywhere. So this will be a feather in Israel's cap. I hope Saudi doesn't fall in the strap here. But you can't even find the moon, so what you expect? You know where the moon sum is. Now listen to this story, direct from Vietnam. Mona Arafat, you must be very careful. Don't keep a parrot there in your house. Sometimes this parrot, they give out stories. When I was in Newcastle, I went to one person's house. I said, Assalamu alaikum. And that parrot started swearing F and B's and everything. So they were so embarrassed. I asked, how who taught it? He said, no, you know, sometimes we get angry, we use all these words. Wow. So this parrot, now that's our story finished, right? Now the current story in Vietnam. So this Mota, so he and his wife were living peacefully. Then he got hired one domestic, you see. Then when the wife wasn't there, he was getting busy with his domestic. And the parrot is seeing all these things here. So then the parrot also starts making all these sounds and all these things. Then the wife noticed that whenever that the maid comes inside, then the husband's behavior changes, and she also is like very shy, you know, and so forth. So she realized something is cooking. And the main witness in this drama was the parrot. So what she did, she got a secret camera and she put it in the room of the domestic. And then it was all recorded. Husband goes there at night and does his work, and the parrot is the key witness, you see. So some parrots can be very dangerous. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Sometimes you must remember, you get the witness right inside the house. So that's a very, very story. I've been to Vietnam. So Ho Chi Minh, so that's the name there. Saigon, the new name there. Okay, then Turkey, you must remember, big problems for Turkey, Israel, America, Europe. Europe are just poodles of America. They want Erdogan out. Next week, Sunday, is elections on the 14th of May, and they say, no, we want the opposition, because Erdogan speaks too much about Islam. He is very pro-Palestinian. We don't say he's perfect. He's got 101 stories also, but neither are we perfect. We got million shortcomings, but compared to the opposition, he's much better for Islam and the Muslims. So we request the true Muslims make special dua on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Friday. Allah Ta'ala grant him victory. And I think he played a smart move, you know. He chose the day 14th May, it's a Sunday, and everybody can vote, and it is the day when Israel will be celebrating. So he wants to win, inshallah, and then he will tell Israeli, what you celebrating, that I won, you see. So I think that was his move there. The Johannesburg Mayor Circus continues. We got many, many trapeze artists. Always remember this. If you just look at South Africa, so this mayor will come, they put that Bolada as a mayor. The Bolada can run a spaza shop, you understand? What you could run as mayor? I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. You must remember this thing. Now they'll put another one character. After 2 months, 3 months, he will be out or she will be out. So that is your South Africa. It is a comedy of errors and the laughing stock of the world. Last one, remember, there's a lot of thunder, a lot of, you understand, lightning, thunder, all that every day now we're experiencing. Oh Muslim, read Surah 13, verse 13. Surah 13, Surah Ra'ad, thunder. And verse 13, once it starts thundering, learn this dua and teach your children. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعَدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. When it's thundering, actually they are praising, glorifying Almighty Allah. They're reading Subhanallah wa hamdihi. Everything is in the control of Almighty Allah. So learn these simple du'as. And in Tirmidhi Sharif, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, is mentioned that when it thunders, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this du'a. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik. Ya Allah, do not kill us with your wrath and anger. Wa la tuhlikna bi azabik. Do not destroy us with your punishment. Wa afina qabla dhalik. O Allah, grant us safety, afiat and protection before the punishment comes, O beloved Allah. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So we must learn this dua. Today Friday, mashallah, Mubarak, blessed day. And what should we do? Today 8:30 to 9, Mozaid is back today, inshallah. So he'll interview Mufti Muhammad Aku, and then 11:20 we will be joining Makkah. Today is Sheikh Abdullah Awajwani, inshallah. We will take the khutbah and salat, and we'll translate, and then the dua, and then for Jummah salat I'll be going here nearby to the Sufi masjid, inshallah. Azan is at 12:25, and Asr time I'll be in the Rainbow Masjid for a nikah. If you got any nikahs, so send it to Mohana Arafat even now, inshallah, on 084-786-313. Then between 10 and 10:30, all your nikah announcements will be made by Maulana, inshallah, Aziz.
Ustad, where can I get the book Palestine, The Key to World Peace, as I can't seem to find it online, Ustad?
Remember that, you know, I have students in different parts of the world, and one of them sent it to me. So if you have any contact there in London or in Leicester or wherever, so inshallah you will get it from there, because it was written, is Jerusalem, there's a title, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace, by the Islamic Council of Europe. So anybody who's a little bit clued up with politics and he knows a little bit what's happening, just contact them, and somebody sent it to me online also, if I'm not mistaken. The other one I know definitely is online, but that is for people who know Arabic. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. That's a masterpiece, but that's in Arabic only, obviously. So inshallah, read these books, and you must keep abreast with what is happening in occupied Palestine. We don't say Israel, that's a harami state. We say occupied Palestine.
I've got the Sheikh Idris, Ustad. He says that from Dubai. He says, why is Muhammad called Mehmed in Turkish? M-E-H-M-E-D, Ustad, in Turkish.
Sheikh, you know that you are an Arab, Sheikh Idris. وَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أُنزِلَ الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ سَبْعَةِ أَحْرُفٍ. The Quran Sharif was revealed in 7 different ways, because for the Ummah, Taysiran Linnas, Takhfifan Lihadil Ummah Al Mubaraka. So you must remember that in Islam, not everybody can pronounce the words very, very easily. So some people will say Muhammad. You take our Capetonians, Hunak fi Cape Town. When they spell Muhammad, you must see how they spell it. They say M-U-G-A. They will say Muhammad. You know, last week Saturday I had a nikah there. So that masjid's name is Masjid Khidmatul Islam. They spell Khidmat G-H-I. You know what I'm saying? Khidmatul Islam. So like that. And if you see the Afrikaans element come, they won't say Muhammad, they will say Muhammad. You see, that's the Afrikaans. So anyway, my brother Sheikh Idris, kalamuka sahih. But at the same time, what you are saying is correct. Not everybody can pronounce it 100%. So yes, the Turks, you must remember, they spell it also like that, Mahmud and so forth. So that is now their own dialect, but but we must teach them the correct one, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever we take the name Nami, Isme Grami, or Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then remember we must use honorary titles before or after the name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran. La taj'alu du'a al-rasul bainakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'da. Open chapter number 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 63. So you can't just say Muhammad, Allah forbid, nay, before the Nami Nami, Ismi Grami, before the honorable name of the Master, or after, or both, we use honorary titles. Therefore, I love saying Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are all attributes and titles of the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in the entire universe.
I see Jacko, he says, Manier AK, why did the people in South Africa dance on the street when Meghan Markle married Prince Harry, as she's not from South Africa? Jacko, Ustad.
Jacko, can you knee what it Khan? When the same guy, you must remember Charles, you must remember Mary Diana, I was in Newcastle. You know what a big story that became? You must remember, people, that time everybody never had TV. So some people went early to work and all these things, and they carried their mobile and portable TVs to see it, that how he, now king, is to become tomorrow officially, that is, oh, Charles III, and marrying Diana, the princess, you know, and he married her because she was a virgin, and all that, and then he gets busy with his chameleon, and tomorrow she will become the queen. So what can Khan, you understand, Yaakov? The people got a slave mentality, that allegiance to the king, allegiance to the queen, allegiance to the British monarch. For me, if I'm there in Britain, I will tell everybody that these people are a liability to us. Why must we pay for their wages? Why must we pay for all their palaces? They sit on their laurels and then they have affairs and affairs. Go and see how many documentaries are there. They call Charles the big gangster. You must remember this. His own son and him have so many problems and so forth. So it is the slave mentality. You see, my Buddha, my Brur, that is your son Jaco, that when you can't think on your own critically, then you become the slave of others. Al-Imam Shafi'i taught us this. Al-Imam Shafi'i taught us this. And if you want a reference of this, go read the life of Imam Shafi'i. Imam Abu Zahra and Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda mentioned stories. Al-Imam Shafi'i said, I went to sit by the awliyaullah, the khasane khuda, the special servants of Allah. I learned two things by them. One, every day give da'wat ilallah, invite towards Allah, invite towards Almighty Allah and Islam. If you're not going to do that, then you will be invited to something else. Look at our youth today. Totally lost, majority of them. Some in drugs, some in sports, some with boyfriend, girlfriend, some gay. They don't know which is the entry and which is the exit. So, I mean, gone crazy. You must remember that. Because you don't give da'wah, then you get invited to something else. Second, Imam Shafi said, Al-waqtu kasayf. The time is like a sword. Use the time. Every minute, every second is precious. If you don't use the time, then the time will kill you. You in Durban, this weekend you're going fishing. If I ask you why you're going fishing, you say we're going to kill time. You see, that's exactly what we are saying. There's no aim in life. Just carry on wasting time and killing time. When you study our Salaf Esali, Allama Nawawi and them, he passed away at the age of 45. He used to have one meal a day. He never got married. Go look at his legacy. After Al-Imam Shafi'i, one of the greatest scholars in the Shafi'i school, was him. They used to say, Al-Waqtu Indana Afdal Min Al-Zahabi Wal-Fidda. Time for us is better than gold and silver. That is how they use their time. They never kill time. So the Ummah has to learn this, remember.
He says, wanneer ontmoet ons, Oostad, Jacko?
Ja, ek, so, is, ek is hier, jy ken, ek is van Heidelberg af, en nou is en ek in Lens, ek gee jou, David, jy moet kom nou, inshallah, ek gee jou de invitatie, jy moet mooi kom, hier so, inshallah, hy sê, when he wants to meet me.
Ja. I mean, I've got Greg, he says, why isn't Trump number one on the Forbes 400 list, AK? I mean, it's so sad, really, AK, Ustad.
But he himself, he tainted his whole legacy. He goes sleep with Stormy. He goes and sleep with other women. He tells the Proud Boys and all of them to go and march there and so forth at Capitol Hill. And so he himself destroyed his own legacy. Don't think that Trump is a good guy. Trump is 100% narcissist, and other people today, they want to say Sayyidina Umar is a narcissist. They will hang their heads in shame. Yeah. So you must remember that Trump is 100% narcissist and an egoist. Anything you want, he will say, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. So you must remember that. So he's get disgraced. Everything happens with a decree of Almighty Allah. Watu izzu man tasha, watu zillu man tasha. How many skeletons Trump got? Biden got even more. Go read the biography of his son Hunter. And when Obama was president and Biden was deputy president, go see how many deals they were cutting with Russia. You must remember Biden, his son, and all of them. Go read about it, you will see. So all this is well documented.
SubhanAllah. Ustad, I've got Ezekiel. He says, will Putin's fate end like Saddam Hussein, Ustad?
No, Putin is too sharp. He is going to put one big one to missile there. See America, how they're shaking in their boots. So you must remember, Ezekiel, that the American embassy in Kiev already told their staff that you know you got bunkers there, you got safety places, you hear one funny sound, all of you must take cover. Maybe Putin put one missile straight in the U.S. embassy in Kiev. Because now they are blaming no more Zelensky, they're blaming America. You are responsible for the drone attack on Putin, and there will be consequences. And we say 100% Putin, you're a big harami, but that's why we like you. You got the power, and you're showing us what you can do to America, what you can do to NATO, and what you can do to Zelensky. And that Zelensky is so frightened, you must remember, maybe a bullet will go through him straight from Russia. Remember that. That is the truth.
We've got a new listener, Ustad. It's Sister Florence. She says, I really like your program in the morning, but I'm really angry, sir, with ESCOM. We have a brand new camp up our road, wires everywhere, but they are not charged a bill for electricity. Yet if we default, they take us to court and cut our lights and fine us. Angry, angry, angry. Sister Florence, who started?
Sister Florence, we learned about Madam Florence and Sister Florence, you know, in school, about all the medicine and nurse business and all that. Sister Florence, we're living in South Africa. From top to bottom, whose story you want to listen? You got the Pala Pala story under the matras, under the mattress, the dirty dollars. What happened about that? Nothing. So you must remember, you got the vaccine story, millions and billions came. Where are the money? Where's the accountability? On the Zondo Commission, 1 billion rand, 2 billion rand spent. Who is prosecuted? Nothing. So you must remember that now they fired the G4. So they said, G4, you're good for nothing. 90 days time, we terminate your services. After Bester pulled off one big share, how he disgraced the police. Maximum prison and so forth. So you're living in a country where there's no law and order. You must understand this. You're living in a country where the ANC have destroyed in less than 30 years what was done in 300 years. Nobody says apartheid is right. We are the victims of apartheid. Nobody says colonizing is right. But your corruption, your crime, and your cadre deployment also is an absolute disgrace. That is the summary of everything. We live it there, Sister Florence, we can only pray to Almighty Allah, not to Jesus, not to idols, pray to one supreme being, and only Almighty Allah will change this beautiful country, and inshallah, we must always remain positive with the mercy of Almighty Allah. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.